This is a recast of the 7900 word piece, Partial Optimization Methods, from Schneepat.com. This article is about partial optimization methods and their applications in various fields. Let's listen in.
Today, we're diving into the world of partial optimization methods. These mathematical techniques are used to solve complex problems by breaking them down into smaller, more manageable subproblems. The main goal of these methods is to find the best solutions for each subproblem individually, without considering their impact on the overall problem. This approach is particularly useful when dealing with large-scale problems that are computationally intensive and time-consuming to solve.
That's right, Paul. And in recent years, partial optimization methods have gained popularity in various fields such as operations research, engineering, economics, and computer science. These methods have proven to be advantageous because they allow decision makers to quickly find near optimal solutions for complex problems. This means that they can make informed choices in a timely manner without having to wait for a complete and exhaustive solution.
Absolutely, Ben. And it's important to understand the different types of partial optimization methods and their applications. One commonly used method is gradient-based optimization, which uses the information provided by the gradient of the objective function to iteratively find the local optimum. This method is particularly effective when the objective function is differentiable. Other methods include heuristics, genetic algorithms, and simulated annealing.
That's right, Paul. And these methods have found applications in various fields. For example, in investment management, partial optimization can be used to construct portfolios that maximize returns while controlling for risk. By considering only a subset of available assets, partial optimization allows for more efficient portfolio allocation. And in operations research, partial optimization methods are essential in solving complex problems that involve a large number of variables and constraints.
Absolutely, Ben. And it's not just limited to finance and operations research. These methods are also widely used in engineering and manufacturing to improve product design and manufacturing processes. By applying partial optimization techniques, organizations can reduce costs, improve quality, and increase efficiency. The versatility of these methods makes them applicable to a wide range of real-world problems.
That's correct, Paul. And it's important to note that there are also partial optimization techniques that can be used to improve the efficiency of algorithms. These methods focus on specific aspects of an algorithm and aim to optimize only those particular areas, rather than the entire algorithm. This can be particularly useful when certain portions of an algorithm are time-consuming or memory-intensive.
Absolutely, Ben. There are various techniques that fall under the category of partial optimization, such as loop optimization, memory optimization, and code optimization. Loop optimization involves minimizing the number of loop iterations or reducing the number of memory accesses within a loop. Memory optimization focuses on reducing the memory overhead of an algorithm, such as by using more efficient data structures or minimizing unnecessary memory allocations. Code optimization involves fine-tuning the code to improve execution speed, reduce dependencies, or eliminate redundant instructions.
That's correct, Paul. By selectively applying these partial optimization techniques, algorithms can be enhanced in targeted ways, leading to improved performance and efficiency. And it's worth noting that partial optimization methods have limitations as well. For example, there's always a risk of converging to a local optimum instead of the global one. Nonetheless, these methods are widely used and have proven to be valuable tools in solving complex problems efficiently and effectively.
Absolutely, Ben. And it's important for practitioners to understand the capabilities and limitations of these methods to effectively utilize them in solving real-world problems. By doing so, they can make informed decisions and optimize complex systems in various fields.
That's right, Paul. And we've only scratched the surface of this topic today. There's so much more to explore when it comes to partial optimization methods and their applications. So stay tuned for future episodes where we delve deeper into this fascinating topic.
Definitely, Ben. And before we wrap up, let's just quickly recap the main points we discussed today. We explored different types of partial optimization methods, such as sequential quadratic programming, penalty function approach, augmented Lagrangian method, and genetic algorithm. We also learned about partitioning-based methods and variable reduction methods as approaches to tackle partial optimization problems.
That's right, Paul. We also discussed the importance of description and examples in understanding partial optimization methods. We highlighted the benefits and limitations of these methods, including their ability to handle large-scale optimization tasks efficiently and their flexibility in handling non-smooth or non-convex functions. We also touched on the challenges of local optima and the trade-off between computational efficiency and solution quality.
Absolutely, Ben. And we talked about the implementation and application of partial optimization methods in various fields, such as environmental management, agriculture, fisheries, engineering design, finance, and machine learning. We saw how these methods can be used to find optimal solutions within specific constraints and objectives.
That's correct, Paul. And we also discussed the benefits and challenges of partial optimization methods, such as their ability to handle large-scale problems efficiently while potentially sacrificing optimality. We highlighted the importance of careful consideration and evaluation in implementing these methods to ensure successful outcomes.
Absolutely, Ben. And finally, we presented two case studies to illustrate the practical applications of partial optimization methods in supply chain management and machine learning algorithms. These examples showcased how these methods can optimize specific aspects of complex systems and achieve significant improvements in efficiency and cost reduction.
That's a great summary, Paul, and that brings us to the end of today's discussion. We hope you found this episode informative and gained a better understanding of partial optimization methods. As always, feel free to reach out to us with any questions or comments. Thanks for tuning in.